I'm Adrian Raftery. I'm a professor of statistics and sociology at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Professor Raftery, you just had an article published in Nature Climate Change with some alarming conclusions. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, well, we found that the target of 2 degrees centigrade temperature change in the world by 2100 is quite unlikely to be reached. And we found that the probability of that being reached is it's around about 5%, so it's quite low. And the Paris Agreement target of 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2100 is even more unlikely, with we found about 1%. The median, our best projection for warming to 2100 is about 3.2 degrees Celsius, which of course could have quite severe consequences in terms of extreme weather events, sea level rising, and so on.
I need to ask, is this presuming everything as it was before our administration decided to reject the Paris Accords, or is this presuming the U.S. rejects the Paris Accords?
It was actually done before that happened. We did the research before that, so it doesn't account for that for that event, which of course will, if anything, make targets harder to achieve.
I'm almost scared to ask this question. Is there anything that could be done to actually reach those goals?
Well, reaching those goals per se seems rather difficult. However, I think that these results make it, if anything, even more important to take action to limit climate change, because even if we do miss the 2-degree goal, our median projection of 3.2 degrees is a lot worse, and the more climate change there is, the more severe the consequences are likely to be. So it makes it even more urgent to take action. And in terms of what can be done, I think that there are a number of things that can be done. One, of course, is to just try and change the financial incentives for carbon, the use of carbon fuels by carbon taxes or cap and trade systems and so on. But a major finding from our study is that the key driver that's under policy control to some extent of carbon emissions and hence climate change is carbon efficiency. So the amount of carbon that you need to produce a given amount of economic production, and the steps that would improve that could definitely help. And one of the things I have in mind is substantially investing in and promoting scientific research to that could lead to innovations that would improve carbon efficiency. Over the past 50 years, there has been sustained progress in carbon efficiency, which has been gradual and incremental, but nevertheless quite important. One example is LED lighting, for example, which was a major, an important scientific breakthrough that got the Nobel Prize and has had a significant impact on energy efficiency and carbon efficiency around the world. Not a huge impact by itself, it hasn't completely transformed things, but nevertheless an important one. And investments that would make innovations like that more important, more likely, would help. The other thing I think could be done is to look at countries that have been successful in limiting emissions, and with a view to doing the things that they've been doing that have been succeeding for them. And probably the most carbon efficient major country in the world right now is France. And a number of things they do are worth considering. They have a very efficient public transportation system where their country, for example, is crisscrossed by high-speed trains that go at 200 miles an hour. And as a result, people don't need to drive or to fly at all as much as in some other countries. And trains, high-speed trains, are actually very carbon efficient. They produce very few carbon emissions compared to driving or flying. In France, they have very high gas taxes, and also most of their electricity is produced by nuclear power, which is essentially zero zero emissions. So these are all things that could be adopted by other countries and would improve things. And there are also other countries and other things that could be done.
And again, I'm speaking with Professor Adrian Raftery from the University of Washington. His article in Nature Climate Change on Global Warming has obviously quite alarming conclusions. What do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Yes, I think that if anything, our conclusions are the results of our study. They point to the importance of action against climate change and the urgency. It's even more urgent than we thought, and I think we're closer to the margin than we thought. But I think that there are things that can be done, and it's very important to adopt measures against climate change. I think in the U.S. pulling out of the Paris Agreement is very bad news, but it can be countered to some extent by states, cities, and counties taking measures anyway. And I think the study just reinforces the importance of doing that.
Before you go, now, states, of course, like California has already vowed, and others are joining in to continue trying to reach these numbers, and in spite of what the feds do, that will actually have a positive impact.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's I think a lot of things are under local control at various levels in the United States, so there is a lot of scope for the for governments other than the federal government to do things and to make progress.
Well, that's fantastic news. Professor Raftery, thank you so much for all your time.
Okay, thank you.
This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.